battle for the capital city. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces hoping to overtake Kyiv, Ukraine, with ground forces working to surround the city after a round of airstrikes.
The Ukrainians have intelligence that Russian forces are going to launch a multi-pronged offensive tonight on this capital. We do know, according to Ukrainian officials, there are Russian forces within the city limits already. The Ukrainians are running out of time. The reality is, if Russian forces are able to make it into this capital city and overthrow the government, they will have a lot of control in finishing what they see as the job to do here, taking over their neighboring sovereign country.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. In a first-ever move, NATO is sending in part of its response force to protect NATO allies in the east. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressing support for Ukraine.
The people of Ukraine are fighting for their freedom in the face of Russia's unprovoked invasion.
The U.S. and EU launching a new round of sanctions against Russia, including against President Vladimir Putin. Russia has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding Moscow stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. President Biden has nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to become the next justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, saying she's highly qualified.
She was confirmed with bipartisan Senate vote to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, considered the second most powerful court behind the Supreme Court itself.
The president had said during his campaign that he would nominate a black woman to the high court if there was a vacancy. If she's confirmed, Judge Jackson would replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who is retiring later this year. Major League Baseball has canceled all spring games through March 7th as a deal with the Players Union has yet to be reached. There's a Monday deadline for the two sides to reach a deal that would preserve March 31st as opening day. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A New York City man has been convicted of making threats to a U.S. senator and Fox News host.
Ricky Johnson was convicted on Thursday of threatening a federal official and making interstate threats, targeting West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Fox News TV host Greg Gutfeld and Laura Ingraham. Court papers say in January of 2021, Johnson sent private messages on Instagram to Gutfeld that said, quote, "You will be killed." Then a few days later posted public videos threatening to take the lives of Gutfeld, Senator Manchin, and Ingraham, whom he said he would kill, quote, with his bare hands. The two counts of interstate threats carry a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, and the one count of threatening a federal official carries a maximum of 10 years. Johnson is due to be sentenced in May. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities in Southern California are looking for a warehouse manager who's accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of COVID tests from his workplace. Santa Ana police say 33-year-old Carlos Peralta had access to his employer's shipping and delivery system. Police say he diverted nearly 100 shipments from multiple warehouses to his home. Mask mandates in the housing market dominating web searches.
According to Google, searches for why are houses so expensive have increased 200% in the U.S. recently. Reps also seeing a surge of searches for housing market predictions for next 5 years and how long will housing boom last. Some of the top trending related questions include why is the housing market so high and when will the housing market get better? Masks, also a hot topic. Some of the top related searches said to include what states have mask mandates.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. And people are also looking at which states still have mask mandates in school. Wall Street, the Dow gained 834 points. The Nasdaq up 221. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.